Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to VOP Freedom Radio's Nick High Times Special with your host, Hammer and Hank, bringing the best to you from the Southern Adirondacks and afar. Today's show is our third in a series which will air each month with classic rock entertainment and also feature some words of wisdom from Robert Bergman, the author of the well-known Marijuana Grow Bible, a marijuana enthusiast for over 30 years, and founder of I Love to Grow Marijuana. Also, we'll share info on Ryan Riley's Complete Elite Guide on Growing Marijuana and about some cool real estate at 420 Property. Our McHyde Time special each week will feature a number of what we call herbal guests, lots of info on marijuana laws and the herb culture, legal, legislative, stocks even, farm and business news, along with a mix of classic rock and cool music. 2 hours of cool flashback entertainment and info that stimulates the mind and our creativity. And you can listen while you puff. Our show is sponsored by MCHYTIMES.US. That's MCHYTIMES.US. Get your Grow Bible. Join the THC University for a real future job. And shop at our Buzz Mall at MCHYTIMES.US. Our legal and legislative news today is provided from MarijuanaMoment.net. And so we have a lot of different news today and some things to share, along with lengthy cuts and mixes by me of cool entertainment. And with that, this is dedicated to Christina W. MC. Peace.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to hell. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for. She's buying the stairway to hell. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misplaced. hedgerow, don't be alone now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. And it makes me wonder, in case you don't know, the piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering wind?
We'll be right back. I'm
Oh, yeah, I want to break free. Welcome back to VOP Freedom Radio's Make High Times 420. And, of course, right now I want to give a quick word from Robert Bergman. I love to grow marijuana. Rule number one on how not to lose your crop. Now, of course, this rule is evident. I mean, this has to do with all the years everybody's been getting arrested for growing marijuana. Well, how do you think you're going to have your crop now? Or rather than people going to the store, you got lowlives and other people that will just steal from you. So the number one rule, 9 out of 10 people who get caught growing weed get caught because they broke this rule. You don't tell anyone you're growing weed. That's it. The number one reason people get caught and their shit stolen is because they told too many people. Nobody can know. Not your best friend, not your neighbor, not that cute guy or girl you're trying to impress at the pub. Think about it. Let's say you tell your best friend and your partner. They tell just one very, very good friend. That friend now has a cool story to share at the bar. I know this guy who grows weed. It's really awesome stuff, you know. Someone might connect the dots and figure out who it is. Or they just happen to mention your name. I know that not telling your best friend or partner will be quite hard. And hey, it might not be 100% necessary to hide it from them, provided you trust them, of course. And trust is a proven thing. So you just consider the risks on telling people your private life. That's like everybody today is running out. This is the kind of sex I'm into. I identify with this and that. You know, the whole thing is nuts. Where's the private life? You have to respect the private life. You respect the one you're in a relationship with. You don't go out to the pub and discuss how you make love, right? Or the things you share or the things you like. Well, it's the same thing. Herbal plant, marijuana, medicinal plant, a very important healing herb. You grow it. It's private. It's for private use. So, the word from Robert Bergman, I love to grow marijuana. Well over 30, 40 years in the field, an expert gives that simple number one rule. Don't tell anybody.
If you say you know me, then every night you know my mind, she said, lovely, lonely. Pieces of love. I'm not afraid to
Let it burn.
Welcome back to VOP Freedom Radio's Make High Times 420. And, of course, this is the segment in which I'm going to share various laws. A number of listeners sent me an email, and they wanted to know what the New York State penal law is. And I'm going to read a little bit from the cannabis management fact sheet on the penal law since it's been changed in New York State. And, of course, you can get that by going to cannabis.ny.gov. And you'll see the you get to get a PDF and download it so you know exactly what the grow law is, the law regarding police searches, driving while intoxicated, et cetera. And I'll read a little from it right now. On March 31st, 2021, New York State legalized adult use cannabis, also known as marijuana or recreational marijuana. Now, of course, I disagree with recreational marijuana because it's more medicinal, no matter if it's recreational or not, quite different than alcohol and other things. So, in other words, I don't go smoke a joint and then go get involved in sports and stuff like this. That's not recreational, okay? But the legislation creates a new Office of Cannabis Management governed by a Cannabis Control Board to oversee and implement the law. Now, if I could just break from that, the New York State Cannabis Control Board meeting is upcoming on Monday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Medgar Evers College, second floor, Brooklyn, New York. And that, of course, is open to the public. So let's cover personal possession. Adults 21 years of age and older may possess up to 3 ounces of cannabis and 24 grams of concentrated cannabis, like vaporization oil or an edible. Under cannabis police searches, the law changes how the odor, listen close, or presence of cannabis can be used to determine reasonable cause by law enforcement. No finding or determination of reasonable cause to believe a crime has been committed can be based solely on or in combination with the odor of cannabis or burnt cannabis. The possession of cannabis in amounts in accordance with state law, cash or currency present next to cannabis, or multiple containers of cannabis, and planting or growing cannabis in accordance with state law. This law does not apply to an investigation of a person who operates in a vehicle while under the influence of cannabis. If you're an idiot, and say, yes, I just smoked a joint. Well, that's on you. During such investigations, the odor of burnt cannabis shall not provide probable cause to search any area of a vehicle that is not readily accessible to the driver and reasonably likely to contain evidence relevant to the driver's condition. Home cultivation of cannabis. Now listen to this closely as well. New Yorkers 21 years of age and older can grow up to 6 cannabis plants in their home for personal use, in parentheses, 3 mature plants and 3 immature plants, and a maximum of 12 plants per household. That's 6 mature plants and 6 immature plants. Please be aware, the home cultivation of cannabis is not allowed immediately, meaning a lot of this law may soon change, all right? Even though it's law. Confusing, right? Pursuant to the law, the home cultivation of cannabis is only permitted after the OCM issues regulations governing home cultivation of cannabis, which will occur within 18 months of the first adult use retail sale. So that's why we want to see these places start opening right away, which one in New York City is, one in Schenectady is, you know. 18 months after that, they'll come out with a law that'll govern home cultivation. The law also permits the home cultivation of medical cannabis for certified patients registered in the medical cannabis program. Home cultivation for certified patients has an accelerated timeline, but is not authorized until the OCM issues regulations, which will occur on or before September 30th, 2021. And then it goes on talking about expungement of criminal records. It will automatically expunge records for people with previous convictions for activities that are no longer criminalized. Individuals who qualify for expungement are not required to take any further action to have their records expunged. And then it goes on, based on what the previous convictions were, it lists what the convictions are, and I suggest that you download that right away from cannabis.ny.gov. So you understand, according to the law, even though it's described, it put it in there that this is not active law. That law will begin, if it's not written already, it will begin to be law and be submitted 18 months after the first retail place opens in New York State. Okay? Now, some of the dispensary locations I'm going to give right now that are legally on the list and official as of right this minute, 30th, 2023. The Housing Works Cannabis, LLC, 750 Broadway, New York, New York. Smacked Village, 144 Bleecker Street, New York, New York. Just Breathe, 75 Court Street, Binghamton, New York. Union Square Travel Agency. That's weird, right? Like you're going to smoke a joint to travel somewhere. 62 East 13th Street, New York, New York. William Jane Corporation, 119-121 East State Street, Ithaca, New York. And then just added was Good Grades, LLC, 162-03 Jamaica Avenue, Jamaica, New York. And Upstate Canna Company, 1613 Union Street, Schenectady, New York. And so now we'll cover a little bit of just a little news here regarding legislative news. I mean, it's massive. And all you need to do is go to marijuanamoments.net, all right, and sign up for an email, and they'll give you updates all the time when laws are passed in federal and state governments, various states, okay? Well, right now, we're watching 1,152 cannabis, psychedelics, and drug policy bills in state legislatures across the U.S. and Congress for the 2023 sessions beginning in April. At least 15 marijuana and drug reform bills are scheduled for committee hearings on this Thursday alone. Access is available at marijuanamoment.net, all right, where you can get a lot of this marijuana moments bill tracker information. And so that's that. I'd also want to tell you to go to Nikhai Times, that's M-C-H-Y, Times, 420.us. And there you can get information on 420 property. That's right. You wouldn't believe it. There's industrial property available. There's buildings and land available. There's farming land available. There's all kinds of property available at 420 property. And so you go to Nikhai Times, you'll see the banner, tap that banner, and go look at all the listings of what's available throughout the U.S. And you can also put in your own area and area code. So with that, we're going to get right to the music for another 30 minutes of cool music. You chill out and digest some of that information I gave you. I mean, can you imagine passing a law that isn't a law yet until 18 months after another law is? Oh, New York is crazy.
Down, going to a doom. time I'm with you, I lose my mind, because I bend it over backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. We'll be right back.
VOP, Freedom Radio's Make High Times 420. With New York State laws not concrete regarding to grow, now do you understand rule number one for my love to grow marijuana? Don't tell your private life info. Just keep it to yourself, just like you do all other private things. And it's medicinal. With that, we end the show, and I thank you for listening. And, of course, you need the Marijuana Grow Bible. It's free download. That's right. At mchytimes.us. That's mchytimes.us. Free download, PDF. You'll have it as well. The complete elite guide on growing marijuana. You can get it at mchytimes as well. Info on 420 property, or even join the THC University right there through mchytimes.us. And so with that, to all my friends, Bobby Notso and Malcolm.
Closer than a brother.
To all my friends, I cry with you.
We are.